The International Toy Fair wraps up today in New York City. That's the annual event where toy manufacturers descend from all over the globe to introduce their latest creations. Once again this year, among the hottest trends are the so-called smart toys that claim to cultivate a child's intellectual capacity, often before they even leave the crib. Stephanie Oppenheim is co-founder of the Oppenheim Toy Portfolio, which publishes a yearly review of new toys. She says some of the year's offerings to boost a child's brain power are truly mind-blowing.
Well, one of the things that I found most interesting was a new board game called Noodle Boosters. This is a board game for school-age kids, and they claim that it will increase your child's IQ by several points if you play 20 minutes a day. I've never seen that. That was a new twist, and really I think will capture a lot of people who want their kids' IQ scores to go up. I think they said by something like 20 points. There's a basketball hoop which works on, this is for a six-month-old, counting skills, letter recognition, and first three-letter words.
What's fueling this trend?
Well, there is a big marketing push there to encourage parents to buy toys that are going to make our kids smarter and brighter faster. And that's a really seductive kind of message for parents. No one wants their child left behind.
One of the things that I imagine is fueling a lot of this is the research that purportedly showed a Mozart effect, that if children listened to classical music, that they were more inclined to absorb information. And so now when you go in a toy store, you see all kinds of rattles and toys and CDs and even books that actually talk and play classical music.
Right, and you know, that research didn't have anything to do with children, and that's pretty much been debunked, but it's still out there. You're absolutely right. And, you know, if you really want to talk about educational toys that are appropriate for preschoolers, there's nothing better than a very low-tech set of building blocks, which can become whatever your child wants them to be, and they will grow with your child as your child develops. It's toys that are more open-ended are things that are going to have lasting play value for your child.
You know, Stephanie, I have two children, and I saw something the other day. It was a ball. It was a ball that happened to have the letters on it, ABC. And on the front of it was a big label that said that this was an educational toy. You get the sense that toy manufacturers have figured out that if they just slap an educational label on the toy, that it's going to fly off the shelves a lot faster.
That's right. That has been the focus of the toy industry, that if it is educational, then you're going to buy it because it's important. It's not a frivolous toy that you're bringing home for them to just play with, which is so backwards because play isn't exactly how kids learn.
Well, you know, all parents want the best for their children. And
sure,
as they walk down the aisles and they see all of these claims, these stickers and the ads and the commercials for toys that claim to boost brain power and make their children smarter somehow, how do they evaluate these toys and figure out what works and what they should leave in the aisle?
Toys, I think, to stay clear of are toys that claim to that they're going to grow with your child from, you know, 9 months old to fourth grade. I don't know any toy that will really do that in the electronic mode, but if you go back to art supplies, which are open-ended, or wooden train sets, those type of toys, on the other hand, are open-ended enough that they'll be played differently as your child gets older.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Stephanie Oppenheim is a publisher and co-founder of the Oppenheim Toy Portfolio.